You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, Cappy may have some executive board position, but he's not the president.
I have to be a very major member of the society.
Kaplan may be like your number one guy, your right-hand guy, your guy that goes out and does all the real work, but you're the CEO. you're the president of the Charger Hate Club.
I take such pride in that. That's so important to me.
Yeah, I was a little surprised to hear it in the promo. It's not a bad question. We can have that conversation
today.
By
the way, is it necessary? Really don't need people to tweet me after Chargers win saying, hey, Chargers won. I understand that. I'm watching.
That?
We all have. Yeah, I get lightning bolts. I'm like, okay, I got it.
Pretty funny.
I understand that. I understand that they won. I have Google.
I think at the very back of your heart, you probably want to just kind of dip your toe back in the
water.
That
one is so nice.
It's great. Superchargers, Chargers.
That one is so nice.
It's great. But that's the San Diego Chargers.
I know.
Yeah. I should become a Charger fan just to troll you. But it doesn't quite
work.
You're good. Like
you got the Rams.
Yeah, no, I love the Rams. And I am a Rams fan, but I do like to just kind of, twist it in a little bit.
No, I get
that's
it.
A good way to do it.
Love TCU.
Yeah. See, exactly. Now you're starting to get it. This is great news. The DeMar Hamlin has shown, quote, remarkable improvement and has, quote, demonstrated that he appears to be neurologically intact, which is just awesome. That more news coming out that his lungs continue to heal, that he is still very critically injured, and they're continuing to monitor all these things. But for the first time since Monday night, Al, we got some really good news this morning. You woke up, you look at your phone, and he'd opened his eyes. He's able to squeeze the hand of people that are in the room with him. So some really good news for DeMar Hamlin.
Read a quote here. Moving his extremities with some form of purpose, and if they're able to understand basic commands, that's kind of the definition of neurologically intact.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's amazing. That really, and I think we all kind of waited for this for a couple of days, and it's not like we have any idea what the hell's going on. We're just always, we're so accustomed to getting information right away. And here we are on Thursday. Game was obviously on Monday Night Football, and to get some of this information today, was awake, able to grip hands of family members, remarkable improvement. You just, every single one of those just kind of brings a smile to your face, and that's amazing. Look, we know that it's going to be a long road and everything else that comes with it, but just to have that portion.
Yep.
Imagine. I mean, I can't imagine, but just that's just amazing, amazing news to hear.
Look, that we're getting some good news. I think we can say some other things maybe out loud that we were scared to say earlier in the week, that there might have been extensive brain damage, that there may have been some situation where he was alive but maybe being kept alive by machines and these sorts of things, and you just didn't know, and that's what was so scary. Like we talked about, your mind, at least mine does, tend to wander to dark places. But that you hear this, that he has shown remarkable improvement, that he is able to respond to basic commands, that he's neurologically intact, this is terrific. Because we'll see what happens next, but just knowing that he's able to understand commands, that he's able to squeeze hands, that he's been able to open his eyes, that he appears to have neurological function, these are the first steps to being able to ask the next question of, when can he leave the hospital? Will he be okay long? All of those sorts of things that maybe some of the greatest fears that we have, at least in the short term, and at least for today, have been kind of tamped down a little bit with the news. And it's funny, guys get hurt playing sports all the time. Obviously, this is a very different situation, but I kept finding myself refresh. Even days after it, hoping that some news would come, and this morning it finally did. Just fantastic.
It's amazing news, and hopefully as we get to Friday and we get to the weekend and there's more positivity that comes out, but just from where we were, obviously on Monday night to where we're sitting today, I think a lot of people, I'm sure, got a smile on their faces.
It felt like we were going to get the worst possible news for a long time. It felt like you were going to get that terrible, sinking, sour feeling.
Why is nobody saying anything? Why is there no reports? Why are there...
we got some good news. Just great. So we'll, if we get more good news, we'll pass it along. And knocking on wood right now, if we get any sort of news, we'll pass that along as well. You must have had a pretty good time last night. That was kind of fun to watch.
It's basically a party.
Thomas Bryan and party. Dennis Schroeder putting on a show. Who doesn't want to watch that?
Can I say I was on, just like you would do with the Rams, you go on with Sedano and Cap. So I do that with the Laker games as well. And I wasn't trying to be negative, but George was like, look, anything can happen in the NBA. Like, it happens. Anything can happen. I'm like, George, I get it. I understand that. He's like, look, the Thunder put up 150 points the night before against the Boston Celtics without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'm like, listen, I appreciate all this positivity. They don't have LeBron and Anthony Davis. What are you talking about?
Or Lonnie Walker,
right?
Who's their third best player.
These are key pieces that you obviously don't have. And the game just starts, and it's like, all right, what are we, halfway through the first quarter? And it's like, all right, it's 13-12. And by the time first quarter ends, Wenyen Gabriel hits a corner three right at the buzzer, and Lakers are up 9. I'm like, all right, well, hey, if you can just make it a game, make it interesting. The place is sold out. You know, everybody thought they were going to see maybe a Bron versus old team Miami Heat. It was so awkward because as the game went on and the Lakers continued to stay in it, the crowd was like, well, what the heck is going on here? You're almost waiting for, all right, at some point Miami's going to take over the game.
Sure.
Miami's going to take over the game. I know the Lakers are 4 games below 500. I know they're 12th or whatever they are in 11th. The Western Conference.
How dare you?
Are they?
They're only a game out of 10th, Slee.
I know, game out of 10th. But there's some. I think Minnesota's in front of them. Okay.
Minnesota has the tiebreaker. Tied for 11th. How about that?
Dang, to say Minnesota has a tiebreaker for 11th is, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Doesn't really fill you with a ton of warm fuzzies.
Well, they lost on November 27th against Minnesota. But just to Minnesota now. to see Laker fans really appreciate a crew that you're not expecting to win the game. It was a hard-fought, gritty battle. I don't know if you saw, you know, if you're watching the game, not watch. Dennis Schroeder turns his ankle in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
John and Mike are like, well, he's done for the night.
Right.
Goes over to the sidelines. Darvin Ham's like, man, I'm going to take you out. He's like, can you just leave me in? Just give me a second here. Let me see if I can go. It's a nice, gritty win for the Lakers. And you would have thought at Crypto that the crowd was cheering as if Bron and AD were there.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to be dramatic about it. It's just a nice win against a team that you didn't think you were
going to beat. Well, it was interesting. Obviously, you were in the building and experiencing it a little differently than I was watching it at home by myself, which we'll get into a little bit later on show today.
It's very interesting.
I have decided that I am not a good live-alone person. I've been living with other people for way too long. I am not good on my own. That will come up later in the show. But I think you might remember better than I do. Maybe
sleep
five,
on the floor.
Five, no, I'm sleeping. That's the problem. I'm sleeping way too much. It's
nobody
not
to talk to.
I don't even turn on the lights. They probably think the house has been abandoned. We'll get to that later. Maybe 5 or 6 minutes to go. Oladipo hits a three that put him up like 6, maybe something.
Yeah, 6.
Rough. And at that point, like, all right, here it comes.
That's when I left the arena.
Yeah, here it comes.
Yeah.
And then, not quite yet. Do I turn it off? No, not yet. And then they win. It was one of those, you kept waiting for Miami to hit a couple of buckets in a row and kind of put the thing on ice.
Yes.
And it never really happened. They end up taking the lead. They end up, you know, not relinquishing the lead. And it was fun. And it was, I told Emily this morning. I'm struggling to figure out how to say this because I don't know exactly what my thought on this is, but it's oddly interesting to not have those guys there. It's oddly interesting to watch a team that is made up of guys that were signed to league minimum deals mostly, or guys that clearly they were not interested in having, guys like Russell Westbrook, put together a game that is competitive, that is exciting, that is well played, that is in all of those things. And not that you're not better with AD and LeBron, obviously, but it was a very different feeling as opposed to, hey, is LeBron going to be able to pull our ass out of the fire? Is AD going to be able to go get 40 tonight? It was a basketball game. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a parade of a star trying to drag a bunch of stiffs to a win. It was a real basketball game. It was a very different game to watch last night.
And they won, right? Because I think a lot of the situation was if they lost by 4 or 6 yesterday.
We're not talking about it right now.
Well, and I would have done the post game and just kind of said, hey, you know what? They battled. What are you supposed to do? You know, you didn't have your guys. The fact that they actually kind of cashed it in, I thought was, you know, obviously.
With the guys they cashed it in with, in particular, Bryant and Schroeder, who looked like very capable NBA players.
Do you remember this? Do you remember this 2 seasons ago? Dennis Schroeder, the reports were he was offered 4 years, $84 million from the Lakers. Turns it down. And kind of became, and I hate to say it this way, kind of became the laughing stock of the offseason. Because the offseason came and no one was offering him anything. He ended up signing with the Boston Celtics. It was the mid-level exception.
For a fraction of what he was
offered. Like $5 million. Yeah. I think that's what he ended up getting. It was a mid-level exception. By the way, how about that? Like, I make it sound like it was just $5
million. By the NBA standards, that is the right way to say it.
The I gave up. I'm betting on myself. 4 years, 84. You know, it kind of goes down in flames with the Lakers and then ends up signing that mid-level exception. The only reason why he got some opportunities this year, they had the Euro Championship in the summer, and I guess Dennis Schroeder was killing it. Germany got third place. This is with Spain and Argentina. You know, some great international teams. So I only point that out, or Spain and France. I only point that out because he's had 2 games where LeBron and Anthony Davis don't play. He put up 30 in one, 32 in another. I'm not telling you he's Isaiah Thomas. I'm just saying it's nice to see a guy that's kind of rebuilding a little bit of what he used to have, and we'll see if there's some, you know, true value for him later on.
All right, so I know that you guys want me to offer some dad advice here and there on the show, and I'm happy to do it.
Why did you tell me you want to call it daddy advice?
That's not true.
No. Why did you say that?
Emily, I agree with you.
I mean, and I was thrown off, you know?
we're definitely not calling it that. But I didn't think
but
that
Taylor
just
likes it.
Merely you saying it would put something into the universe that would make it happen as quickly as it has.
Okay.
Something happened yesterday. It's going to sound like I made it up, and it is hand to God 100% true. We'll do it when we come up next.
Yes, and I have some special things for this dad advice segment that we're going to sprinkle in the next segment as well.
I don't think it's called that.
It's never going to be called what you said. Don't say it again.
You don't have to worry about me. It's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You should wear long shorts.
The super short ones.
The Stocktons? The Magics? Magic had some pretty short shorts early in his career.
Shorter.
Byron Scott had some pretty short shorts. Well, any shorter, you're basically in a Speedo. Any shorter, you'd be in the Olympics as a swimmer.
They're back in style.
That's kind of where I'm getting at here. It's more, you have more space on defense, right? You can kind of move a little bit better laterally.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Five inch inseam is the trend now.
Can you imagine these guys playing in Speedos?
They did.
They're just flying all over the place.
I was alive during the 80s and watched it. I did see them play in Speedos. they didn't call them Speedos, but they basically were.
How did you go from that to these shorts that
trends
were literally between your ankle and your knee?
It's like sweatpants.
Do you remember that Celtics-Lakers game where Kobe and Bynum were in the short shorts? They brought them out for a half.
I do remember. I think, was that a Christmas game?
And then they switched it back.
Yeah, it was an awful idea, and I think they were down 20 by the time the first half ended. That's so funny. I forgot about that.
I don't remember. I'm going to have to go look it up.
It was a Christmas game.
All right, so I swear this happened. You're going to think that I'm kidding. You guys were talking yesterday about, I forget, how did we get on it? About me.
Okay, so
oh, your car.
Somebody sent a tweet. And we were like, oh, yeah, you're acting like a dad.
I went, she's like, oh, my car's going to cost X amount of dollars to fix. And I did the whole, hey, you know, you should think about how much the car's worth, how much you're going to put into it, if it breaks
again.
Are you
saving every month?
Yes, basically that. Exactly that. So you guys had the idea of me offering a little advice here and there. Happy to. Here's what, my family is out of town. Mm-hmm. Susan and my three kids are in Tahoe. They're skiing this week. The kids don't go back to school till next week. And so I'm working this week, so I'm home alone. They went and went on a ski trip to Tahoe. And I drove them to the airport the other day and took the Silverado and had all the bags and Susan's skis and everything in the back of the truck. And it was worked out great. Mm-hmm. Drop them off, John Wayne, you know, give them a hug and say, travel safe. We'll see you in a few days. Pick you up on Saturday. And send them on their way. And then yesterday morning, I call Sue, or I text her, and I said, hey, how's it going? And she says, well, you know, we're getting a little bit of a late start today. I'm like, well, that's weird, because, you know, ski people, they like to get up and start the day. I'm like, well, why are you getting a late start? I really don't want to get into it right now. Well, what do you mean you don't want to get? You know, now I'm curious, and I'm already starting to get aggravated. Jeez. Because clearly something has happened that she would prefer not to tell me, but she's going to tell me ultimately. And I said, well, what happened? She goes, well, we lost a bag. I'm like, well, what do you mean you lost a bag? She goes, well, we lost a bag. I said, well, which bag did you lose? We lost the bag with all of Michael's ski stuff. Okay. Gloves, goggles, ski pants, shirt, all of his, everything that it's not t-shirt, shorts, and sweats is in the ski bag, right? Everything other than skis and boots, which they're going to rent on the mountain.
Okay.
And I said, well, where did you lose it? Well, I don't know. I said, did Southwest lose it? I don't think so. Is it in the back of the car service you took?
It's the first positivity Southwest has got over the last 3 weeks.
I said, well, did you leave it in the car that took you from the airport to the resort? Well, we called them. They don't have it. So when was the last time you had it? I don't know.
It's not at your house, right?
What do you mean you don't know? It has to be between the time I dropped you off at the airport and the time that you landed in Reno.
So 100% it made it off the truck, nothing left at home.
It's not in the back of the truck. Nothing left at home. It's not in the living room. It's not there. I said, well, when you landed, how did you leave the airport without everybody's bag? I don't know. Like, you didn't... Stop and say, okay, do you have your bag? Yeah. Do you have your ski bag? Yeah. Next kid, do you have your bag?
Yep.
Do you have your ski bag? Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you have your bag? Do you have your... I don't have my ski bag. Aha! Now we know that it's been somewhere between the airplane and here. She had no idea where it went. No idea where it went. So you can't even like try to find where it might be. The airline doesn't have it. The car service doesn't have it. The resort doesn't have it. She doesn't have it. It's somewhere. So yesterday, they had to go. You know what's really fun? Buying a lot of stuff at the resort, because they really discount prices, right? The cheap stuff is always right where.
60% off at every hotel. Ugh.
So they're staying at a nice place in Tahoe, and they had to buy everything there.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, she had done a really good job leading up to this trip, a little Big Five run here or there, a little Costco here and there, kind of putting together an economical package of how to put this whole thing. Just gone. It's gone. Still don't have it. So Michael had to go buy. Well, he didn't have to go buy. Dad and Mom had to go rebuy everything that he needed for his. And it's his fault and it's her fault. It's both of their faults, because nobody stopped and said, where's your ski bag?
It makes me think, and you tell me, and this is a great dad moment. I'm going to probably go with dad. I think that is probably the best way of going through this one.
Please, thank you.
I had some time to think about it. I remember when you said, this might have been in Astley, it might have been over a year ago, but it was something about airport. And you were talking about how passports, tickets, IDs, all that stuff. You hold on to it.
Yes.
And that you basically...
Hey, Al, ask me why.
Well, I know there's some reasons. I will say that they got to kind of learn on their own as well, that if...
Susan's 52.
Well, I get the Susan part, but it's the Michael part. It's the Bobby part. It's about the other kids part, right? So I just use that. I'm thinking she lost that. She lost you. She lost the organized one. She lost the one that... is sitting there like a stern dictator and telling everybody, do you have this, do you have that? I don't really know who to blame it more on. Is this on Michael or is it on Susan?
It's on
I blame Michael way more.
I go no. Michael more.
Because, no. Okay, you're on the flight.
Don't you take your own bags?
You have a big bag and you have a two bag. Every time I've been on a flight, I know how many bags I have.
Of course, it's very much like
I need to touch it and I need to feel it. That it's there. How do you just like, well, I only have one?
Because they don't take responsibility for anything. They always, because there's always somebody there saying, hey, where's your bag? And I don't know this to be true, but yep. I'm very certain that at some point from the time I dropped them off at the airport mm-hmm. till the time they realized that bag was missing. So you're talking 14, 15 hours. They didn't realize it was gone until they went to get dressed the next morning. Ugh. They didn't even know it was missing. Okay?
And I
guarantee, wow, at some point, one of the children probably said, you know, it's kind of nice not having dad around yelling at everybody to make sure their stuff's together.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of nice because when you're in
I
the hotel room.
Michael saying,
hey, pick that up. Put that away. Put this over there. Don't leave that right there. That whole thing, I guarantee you, is when it's pretty nice not having him bark at everybody to make sure they have all their stuff together. And an entire bag of ski equipment is gone. Just gone.
The damage. The money they made at that resort.
It's more than the stay. Like, I don't know exactly. I'm sure that he bought a hoodie for $150.
You could have got
bucks.
Her a new car. You could have put a down payment on for a new car for Emily.
A nice car, like an Escalade. Something fancy.
I went Escalade.
So, in the same vein, we kind of floated out yesterday.
It sounds fake, doesn't it?
It does. It does sound like you kind of staged it for this, but we have been asking people to send in dad tips or ask Travis for dad advice. So I'm going to go ahead and play this one thing, and then I'm going to ask you one of these dad advice questions real quick.
He'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you.
I learned it by watching you.
Right. So we got this one from Dan Peralta, who says, I have a 12-week-old baby at home. How soon is too soon to bring up golfing with the boys with my wife? Hashtag dad tips.
Oh, that's easy. 12 weeks, you said?
12 weeks.
Okay, so it's a baby, a new baby. Now, here's the thing. When the baby's super young like that, there's nothing for the dad to do other than to make sure that the mom has what she needs. The baby does two things. Well, three things. It eats, sleeps, and goes to the bathroom. Yep. That's it. Those are the only things that new babies do. And the mom, presumably, is feeding the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom is there to change the baby and take care
basically,
of the baby.
Basically, things are going
to
change in a year.
Now is the time you get it in. There's not much for dad to do other than take care of mom. Mm-hmm. And if you're only gone for a few hours, 4 or 5 hours to go play golf, that's not so bad. That's
what if the wife is like, hey, ain't going anywhere.
That's fine. Then you go to get something at the store and they're out of it. You got to go to the different store. You can sneak in a quick nine. You just kind of bounce around. Where it gets complicated is when that kid's two and he's mobile. And there's places he needs to be. Mom's back at work. There's other things going on that are going on. Right now, get it in.
I'm going to build fences. You're staying within these perimeters.
All right, I have one more, too, before we break.
Enjoy your round of golf, Dan.
This one's from Trade Galladay. He says, it's the day after your birthday. You notice a wild cooler in the backyard full of beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's melted. Do you still drink the beer? Like, the ice has melted from this beer. Travis,
sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm assuming it's in a can or a bottle, right? It's probably still cold, even if the ice is melted and the lid's been on. Look, I still have beer in the cooler from the Rose Bowl in the garage. I haven't taken it out yet. It'll be fine. Put it back in the fridge for a day or two, or if it's still cold, crack it open and enjoy ice-cold Coors Light. That's
Seems
an easy
like
one.
No problem at all.
Easy one. Go take it with you to the golf course, and you can knock out
both
two
of them
birds
can get
with
together.
One stone. The whole bag, poof, gone.
I have questions.
Somebody somewhere has a whole bag.
I'm going to drop some of these questions as the show goes on.
No. Not great. Not great. Trevor Bauer, the clock is ticking. They got to make a decision on him by the middle of, by the day tomorrow. Look who just wandered in. DeMarco Farr is here as well. We'll talk to him as well, getting you ready for the final Rams game of the season. It's all coming up. It's Trav and Slee, 7:10.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
ESPN. Looking forward to that. We're looking forward to a conversation with DeMarco Farr as well. And Al, I don't know if I'm getting the support that I need on Twitter from the people there. Somehow this has turned on me. Somehow this
I
is...
I could see the angle.
What is it?
You have, because you're always telling them and you have basically taken on their responsibility, that now that you're not there, they don't have anybody that... You know, it's what do they say? You can feed somebody a fish for a day. You can teach them how to fish, and they feed themselves for life.
You can't bail them out. You know.
Okay, let me ask you guys something. Fair.
You're gonna give your kids fish all day, every day.
Fair. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What if a fish cost $1,200, and the kid didn't know how to catch a fish, and every time he didn't get one, you had to buy a new $1,200 fish. You're gonna keep letting him try, because I have to feed him or I go to jail.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is you let it linger into a more expensive age.
Yeah, check in with me later. Let me know how this goes for you.
You didn't do it at age 6 when it was he lost his $4 toy, and it only cost you $4.
Those. I'm not that. I'm 100% good with letting it
Why
go.
Why are they against you? What are they saying?
Let's see. This is from Jesse. The missing bag is on you. Great learning experience for the boy. Lose your ski bag. Have fun in the room this week.
That's not a bad one either. That's not a bad one either. You got to go figure it out. You know what? Go get a job at Subway for a couple days, and you'll
gonna be
save some money up for the last day.
You have to work at Subway for 6 months to replace the stuff that he lost. It's not quite like that. This by the way, is very true. Francis in Glendale writes, you know the missing bag's turning up the second they come home, right? Of course it is. You ever lose your sunglasses? We all lose our sunglasses, right?
Go
you
buy new sunglasses.
You want to find those sunglasses? Go buy new ones.
30 days went by. You can't take them back. And then there are the sunglasses.
Got those Big Five receipts?
Yeah. Look, the Big Five stuff isn't the stuff I need to return.
No, it's the resort.
It's the squaw stuff that I need to return. That's the stuff that needs to go back. Jason Torres, Trav, is a brand new dad, I'm all for your daily advice. It seems like you and Susan are incredible parents who raise incredible kids, but I'm going to be real.
I love the setup.
I'm a little terrified for when Michael goes to college and you're no longer around. Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
Why wait till then?
He'll be okay. The problem is he'll just live for months at a time without shoes, or he'll just go around. It's not a burden to them. They seem to be okay. He would have gone skiing in shorts and a hoodie. He wouldn't have cared. It's like 6 degrees in Tahoe this week. You might need
a pair of
gloves. It's fine. I don't need it. Eric Biggie says, the I don't know answer to every single question you ask your kids is so infuriating. I get the same crap. They all do. So a friend of mine said to me one time, when a teenager says, I don't know, they're telling the truth. Then we said, why'd you do that? I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know, because I'm 15 and I'm an idiot. That's the answer. I don't know is actually the correct answer. Anyway, I thank you, Dr. Sliwa and Dr. Hebel and Dr. Smith.
I don't know if we helped at all. I really don't know if we helped
at all. It feels good just to talk it out.
Okay.
It feels good just to kind of get
it out. I have
one
more. This is from Rich A. He says, how many months after my check engine light goes on should I take it to the mechanic? Hashtag ask Trav.
I'm not even kidding. Like, that question made my heart squeeze just a little bit tighter, because I've had
I'm so uncomfortable with that light on.
I get in the car, like, for whatever reason, I need to drive one of the kids' cars occasionally, right?
Yep.
And you turn them, boom, check engine light's on. Hey, how long's that been on? I don't know. Like, today, was it on yesterday? Yeah. Has it been on for
June.
Hey, that means there's a problem. That means that somebody needs to, oh. So, yes, when the check engine light comes on, tell your mother or father that, hey, mom, that light that's not usually on is on. There's a hey, Al, real quick, let me tell you.
You don't even have to have kids. How many adults sit there with their check engine light for 4 months?
If a light on your dashboard comes on that's either orange or red, it means you need to pay attention to it.
It's important.
If it's green or blue or white, you can probably just keep it moving. But if it's red or orange, red and orange means stop, means exercise caution.
If it starts blinking, that's a whole nother level as well.
Why is your car smoking? I don't know. How long has it been smoking? Oh, it only smokes when I turn it off. Oh, wonderful.
Makes sense.
Wonderful. Great. You know that there's... I don't like this segment. We need to come up with something else, Al.
So we have Brian in Rancho Palos Verdes who has an interesting question to ask you about the whole bag ordeal.
All right, Brian in Palos Verdes. What do you got? What's going on this morning?
Brian. Hey, Travis, did your wife buy all the stuff and then tell you that they lost the bag, or did she get okay from you to go out and buy new stuff for Michael?
No.
I mean, he should have just stayed in the room.
No.
It's a consensus.
Susan
here that...
has a job. She makes her own money. Susan is an independent woman in every possible sense of the word. I could have said, do not buy. She would have gone out and surprised she didn't buy him new skis as a reward. You know? No, she bought him stuff. She didn't need to run it by. That's not how she and I operate economically. We spend money the way that we want to spend our money. And yeah.
The bag's going to show up.
Of course it is.
You know what's funny is in my
Probably
family.
Already showed up.
My mom is the one that's like, does everybody have this bag? My dad just like rolls out of bed, takes a shower and gets in the car. I'm like, Dad, we're forgetting all these things. Yeah.
No, we'll just pick it up on the way.
No, we can't.
Let's talk about Trevor Bauer. Say something about Trevor Bauer.
That's our transition. I love that.
It's a lot.
We got 24 hours left.
I want all of you to have to suck. When my children are, and I have grandchildren, and we're all done with this, and you guys can all go through it. Hey, Trav, you're not going to believe what happened. Yes, I will. And I will laugh at you.
We will call you and tell you exactly what happened. We'll share the same stories.
Good. Say something about Trevor Bauer. Come on, do something. Please, help me out here.
I'd rather kind of just continue to read some of these tweets. What do they got? They got 24 hours left? They got 24 hours left to decide on Trevor
tomorrow.
Bauer?
Tomorrow. I thought you meant 24 hours left till they come home from Tahoe and the bag reappears.
The bag doesn't even matter anymore because at this point, the damage has been done. The bag is going to eventually show up. Did they just lose it at the airport? Is it as simple as that?
Ow.
They must have lost it at the airport.
This is my greatest frustration.
But if you have to give your educated guess, it's at the airport, right?
The Orange County Airport?
No.
Reno?
Yes. It's got to be there.
But see, this is my whole point. They don't know if it ever got put on the plane. It could be sitting in, I mean, it probably still wouldn't be there. Somebody would picked it up by now. It could be, it's anywhere from the curb at John Wayne Airport to the back seat of the car service in Reno that took them from the airport.
How far are you from John Wayne?
20 minutes.
Do you have anything going on because they're not home?
I got nothing going on.
You could spend a lot of time at John Wayne.
I, you know, the other question I asked too, of course, we don't even need to go over this, right? Hey, was his name on the bag? No. Great.
Perfect.
Great.
Oh, perfect. Wait. This reminds me of a story with my family. So my dad...
Why would you put your name on anything that has hundreds of dollars worth of stuff in it? That way, if you lose it, maybe it could...
Is that what those tags are for?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, those tags were for that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Emily.
My dad used to be the person that took me to all my soccer games and all my soccer tournaments and stuff like that, which is... great, got a lot of bonding time. But one time, we checked into a hotel. I have two bags. I have my soccer bag, and then I have my big duffel bag with clothes and everything. So, and my dad has his own bag of clothes. So we check out of the hotel, go to play my final games, and then we left from the games to go home. It wasn't super far. It's Richmond to Fredericksburg. It's about like an hour and a half drive. So it's not like it's a crazy far distance. So then we get home. We realize that we have left our bags, everything but my soccer bag, in the hotel room. So all our Jeffo bag, my dad's bag, which I think had his work computer in it. So this is great. Yeah, and so then we had to like text other parents on the soccer team. It's like, have you guys left it? Have you guys left it? And then apparently one person had not left yet. And so was able to pick up our bags from the hotel. So yeah, I guess this isn't like that abnormal to happen, but it does suck.
No, the setup, the way you set it up, the fact that it is Michael, the fact that Susan's kind of trying to tell you like, look, there's a situation
she
going
has
on
at
here.
Least 50% ownership in this. She should know better. She should have at least doubled. Hey, you got both bags? Everybody has two bags. Bag of ski stuff, bag of non-ski stuff.
I think you have got two. I think you have 40% because of the way you raised Michael. 20% goes to Susan, and then
no,
I'm giving Bobby 10%. I'm not sure why, but that's the big brother.
Poor example.
It's the big brother right there. And then whoever's left, we'll give it to Southwest. Whatever percentage is remaining.
I didn't even think of it. Francis is exactly right. They're going to come back. I'm going to pick them up the air. They're going to have that bag. It's probably under the bed. It's probably somewhere very obvious.
They're going to come back with that bag, and they're going to have to pay for that bag. They're going to have found that bag in Reno, and they have to pay for an extra storage of bags. So that's another $40.
Are Arizona pocket. State guy and 15-year-old guy the same guy? Because it kind of sounds like that. Yeah, it's not so much the ASU. UCLA guy
UCLA.
And 15-year-old guy.
It's UCLA.
I don't know. Why is it Carsman? I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know?
You feel a little better?
I feel a little bit better. I feel a lot better. And
I have more questions that aren't so cutting at, you know, maybe might not make your blood boil as much.
Okay.
No, that's the ones that maybe I'll spring a lot.
If he's happy, then what? He talks about how he likes being upset.
You had another alternate name for this segment too, which I don't think we're going to do.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that for sure. We'll talk about Trevor Bauer at some other point.
Yeah, we'll do it top of the hour.
Plus, I've discovered that because they're gone, mm-hmm. I'm a very, very bad live alone guy. Very bad. I'd be in a deep, deep depression in about 4 or 5 days. Like it started. I had to physically remember. Hey, you need to get up and move around. You can't just sit on the couch.
I'm live alone for a couple days, starting today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how we'll.
We should go to dinner or something. We should find a way to kill a couple hours together. Hey, did you see? Coming up next, it's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Taylor, before you get started, let me just remind you, you need to put your name on all of your luggage the next time that you take a trip and count your bags before you go.
I've already done that, actually.
When you land, and then you'll never have to spend money.
Completely disagree. Live life, bro. Just take chances.
What do you got for us?
Okay, guys. Did you see that a survey found that 2 in 5 Americans keep a bucket list, but a majority are unable to complete the items on their bucket list due to financial constraints? So we've all heard of a bucket list, but what's on your anti-bucket list? What things do you never want to do, like climb Mount Everest, go cave diving? Sliwa.
Bungee jumping. I don't want to do that. And for somebody who has gone skydiving before, I don't know why that one to me, I can't. If you're going to do one, it's like, all right, well, you can certainly do the other one. I can't get myself to think that I can do that. I had a friend of mine, and she told me one time, she did it. Show me a video of her doing it. I'm like, yeah, that's never happening. That's my anti-bucket list. I don't think I could ever do that.
You said it. So Kelly is just turned 19. Mm-hmm. And she's 19 and a half. And you can't go skydiving until you're 18 years old, right? You or at least you can't do it without a parental consent or something like that.
I know a guy.
And she's like, oh, we got to go. And you got to come. Like, Kelly, I will literally never do that. The only scenario where I would skydive is if I'm on a commercial flight and it is in deep trouble and they start handing out parachutes.
And they tell you to land the plane like Emily was telling us yesterday. Did Trav just jump out?
Exactly,
yeah, he did.
Al. Exactly.
It's faster.
In that specific scenario, I may jump out of the plane. But yeah, that is one of those things. I know that you've done it. A bunch of my buddies have done it. I have absolutely no interest in jumping off of high things.
Is there a dollar amount that would get you?
Sure. Yeah,
like,
look.
Like $5,000?
No, not a chance.
How about $5,200?
If you said to me 50,000, okay, we're getting in the neighborhood.
Okay.
We're getting in the neighborhood, but it would have to be something very close.
But you're
to
solo.
That. No, 250, and lots of lessons.
So mine, a lot of them have to deal with big crowds of people. I will never go to New York on New Year's Eve, in Times Square, New Year's Eve. I will never skydive. I will probably never go to the Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving. Sounds terrible. I will also
it's a parade,
never
by definition.
Taylor,
it's
just FYI, she has 25.
No, I'm just gonna count. I probably will never want to be chased by the Bulls in the Running of the Bulls. I don't ever want to be a part of that. I might want
to
watch it, but I'm
did
never
you run
gonna.
But I did not run. I did not run with the Bulls
because I could kind of picture you with a little scarf around your neck.
That was one of the coolest things I've ever
done in my
life.
Running around in white pants.
It was one of the coolest.
I'll never hike the Appalachian Trail. I'll never hike Kilimanjaro or Mount Everest. I'm never gonna. There's just things like that that don't seem fun to me. Therefore, I'm never gonna do it.
Okay. Next
Wait,
up,
give
thank
her
you,
a second. She's got a couple more. Let her think.
I have a long list. Don't worry.
Okay. Next, did you see that when it comes to New Year's resolutions, women focus more on health-related topics than men, and men focus on pursuing their career ambitions? Travis, if you didn't have a career in radio, what would you be doing?
That's a good question. There are things I my dad said something to me early in my life that kind of stuck with me, and it was find something that you would do for free and then find a way to do it and make some money doing it. Right. And I loved sports. So let's find a way. Once you figure out you're not good enough to play sports, let's find another way to make a living doing it. So, maybe a coach, something like that. I think that I have a passion for baseball. I have a passion for being on the baseball field and things like that. So, yeah, I think a coach would have been a good spot for me. I like to yell at people. I like to bully the kids that aren't doing what I like them to do. So I might not have been a good coach, but I would have liked to have been a coach.
Yeah, most thought it'd been awesome to kind of have your own business. Doesn't have to be a big business. I got a lot of cousins of mine that they got their own little things that they do, and it's kind of you're your own boss, whatever it is. Only other thing I'd say too is I like real estate. I've always had intrigue in real estate. That could be a field that if I wasn't doing this, I'd say, all right, I like that segment, whatever that is.
And this might be something that, down the line, if I retire, when I retire, I would like to work at a movie theater. I think I'd like to either manage,
like make the popcorn?
Run, take tickets. I just like the idea of going to, I have very small dreams. I like this stuff, what I do, obviously, but I really like the idea of going to the movie theater and being in there. And so if it's around in 45 years or whatever when I retire, I would like to do that after
I think I'm going to go see Avatar.
Okay.
It's 3 hours and whatever. Remember we were talking about that about 2 weeks ago? Is that a terrible idea?
No.
Has anybody else seen it?
I've seen it. It's long. It's worth it.
It's like 3:20.
Enjoy yourself.
I want to see you there when I'm there.
I'll go.
You want to work. You want
to
work at the
Trav,
movie
you got
theater.
Time to kill too, right?
Well, here's the thing. Let's go back to your first question. Things on my anti-bucket list, see Avatar. That is maybe number one on the list.
I'm picking you up.
Okay, so I think that maybe you could use Taylor's gift from Christmas will help your viewing of Avatar.
But why would you want to
go
do a Tyson bite and then go see something that looks like a poorly made cartoon? That just
not
looks awful.
Wait, did you see the first one?
Cartoon,
no.
Travis.
You didn't see the first one. It's actually pretty good.
I'm sure
so
it's not.
Good.
And I'm not
world building. Travis.
And I'm not that world. Like I'm not the I have not spent time the Harry
nice
Potters,
time.
The this,
nice
the that.
The most
yourself.
Realistic blue aliens you've ever seen.
Yes.
I thought they're like monsters that live in the ocean.
The plot of the movie is poor. The visuals in the movie are great. That's what I'm gonna say.
I have a coloring book from when the kids were little. It looks about the same to me. I don't really see the difference.
Well, I don't think Travis is going to go see Avatar.
No, Travis,
I think that
you
be
should
happy.
Go see Avatar.
It's like Super Mario Brothers from 1988.
And they are making a Super Mario movie actually this year that I'm also going to go see.
Next up, guys, did you see the most popular resolutions are exercise related? That's no big surprise, but I think I know your favorite sports to play. Golf for Trav, right?
Sure.
Basketball for Slee. So what's your biggest pet peeve when it comes to other golfers or basketball players? Slee, what?
All right, so, and I haven't been playing pickup literally since pre-COVID. One of the things very annoying is the guys that, they didn't really play basketball. And that's okay that you didn't play basketball. That's fine that wasn't, like maybe you started playing, you picked up basketball once you got into college or something like that. They're dangerous. My pet peeve was, you don't know what you're doing. and I'm going to get injured because you don't know what you're doing.
So right? The football players out there? Is that what you mean?
Football players is a great example. Like a guy who's I've wrestled my whole life. Well, why are you out here? Why are you out here? By the way,
never mess with a wrestler. Those guys are the meanest, strongest. They understand leverage. Never mess with those guys.
Even if they're the nicest, it's okay. Your arm is going to be... I used to have a buddy of mine. Guy weighed like 140 pounds. Okay, it's still a close friend of mine. He wrestled. That if anything ever happened, before I know it, my shoulder is dislocated and my left leg is over my head. Yeah. But that's the only thing I say for basketball. The biggest... Just guys that don't really know what they're doing and are really dangerous to be around on a basketball court.
I get that. That it's the tryhards too in those situations. Like a softball guy who's sliding into second base. It's like, dude, we're here to.
Are you
a few
picking
beers.
Me up
Take
full court?
As far as the golf goes, it's easy, and everybody that's listening right now that plays golf has the same answer. Just go faster, dude. Pick up the pace. Mm. That you get stuck behind somebody that's. So, first of all, if you're playing on a Saturday afternoon, and I'm putting myself in this group, you stink at this. Just go fast. Just we're out here to have a good time. We're out here to play golf and hit a few good shots, laugh with our friends, maybe make a par or two or three.
So what are they doing? Like, what's the delay? The putting?
Looking for balls forever. Looking at their putt from six different angles. Going and sitting in the cart until the green clears, and then getting out, and then getting the yardage, and then going back to the cart and pulling one club, and then deciding you're going to go back and pull another club, and then going there, and then hitting it 10 feet. Just go up and hit it, and you're not. Just be ready.
Somebody's 400 yards away, and they're like, "No, I don't want to take a chance."
I gotta let them clear the green. I've seen you top four drives in a row. You're not going to hit anybody. Let it go.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It's terribly. My dad
sounds like me.
My father is one of the kindest, sweetest people I've ever known. He's just got an unbelievably warm, open, kind heart for everybody in every situation. Mm-hmm. Until there's Except someone that. Slow in the golf course in front of him, and he would commit a murder. this kind-hearted, decent man in every possible sense of the word. Get that guy off of the golf course.
He's like, in the slammer for 12 years. What happened?
Dad, guy was going easy. Slow. It's beautiful. We're just playing some. Yeah, they should make him take a test before they go out here. And if you can't play in 3.5 hours, never let him on the golf course. I'm like, Dad,
that's pretty funny.
Take it easy. He hates it. It's pretty great. Is that all of them, Taylor?
One more? We can do one more.
Okay,
let's do one more.
Did you see the most listened to national radio show in 2022 was, any guess?
Howard Stern?
Sean Hannity show, actually. Okay. So if the Travis and Sliwa show went national tomorrow, what non-LA sports team would you be most excited to talk about on a regular basis? Trav.
Oof. Oh, so here, that's a pretty easy one for me because everybody gets fired up for it, either pro or negative. They're one, have
Can
a
I
huge
guess who
fan
you're talking
base
about?
And a huge fan base of people that hate their guts.
Cowboys.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
100%. It's the Cowboys, yeah. Because the Cowboys have a ton of fans. Mm-hmm. That they're out of their minds. They always think Cowboys are going to be good, and very rarely have they been in the last 30 years. And if you are not a Cowboy fan, you hate the Cowboys. Yeah. Which, so that's always a ton of fun.
Well, obviously, the obvious one in baseball is the Padres.
Okay.
the Yankees.
I think about Joe Musgrove's deal.
We're taking calls from St. Louis, right? The Yankees. I think Yankees. I think there's always a lore with the Yankees. Always something to talk about. It's literally. It almost seems like identical. The Lakers are a perfect example where that's all they're talking about. And then if it's not the Lakers on a national show, what are they saying about the Cowboys? What are they saying about the Yankees? Maybe the Giants coming to play. I'm talking about New York Giants. It's just a few of these franchises.
We're lucky because we have two of those right here.
Yeah.
We have two of those teams right here. You have the Lakers and the Dodgers to a lesser degree, but they're talking about the Dodgers in St. Louis and New York because they're a threat in the pool.
Yep.
Right? They're one of those teams that can take you out. So we're a little bit spoiled in that regard. DeMarco Farr next. Is he he's gonna be ready to go? Maybe DeMarco Farr. If not DeMarco Farr, I'll give you an update on DeMar Hamlin. There's some very, very good news there. We'll do that. Plus we'll talk about a Laker game last night that was shockingly exciting and a great result. That's coming up next. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.